Braves are taking on the Nationals. Atlanta closer Jim Johnson has a 4-1 lead entering the ninth inning, but that's when things start to unravel.
Check of second, the pitch by Johnson. Line down the right field line, base hit, chasing it is Markakis. Keeps it out of the corner. Coming in to score is Harper. Zimmerman goes to third. They're at the corners, and it's 4-2. 1-2. Line drive, right field, coming on Markakis, lays out, knocks it down, rolls away. Scoring is Zimmerman. Murphy goes to third, holding it first is Rendon, and there's still nobody out. It's 4-3. There he goes, here's the pitch, and it's hit in the air, right center field. Inciarte is there, gets behind it, tagging at third is Murphy, catch is made, throw comes toward the plate, it is not in time. And the Nationals tie the game at 4. Camargo behind the bag at third, not by much. Freeman holding the runner at first. Here's the pitch by Kroll, and it's hit in the air to left field. This is going to win the game. Over the head of Kemp. It lands and rolls to the wall. Scoring with the winning run is Sanchez after his first major league hit. And the Nationals get 3 in the ninth and 1 in the tenth to beat the Braves.
5-4 is your final in D.C. Daniel Murphy picks up his fourth career walk-off hit. He leads the National League with a .341 batting average. Washington has now won 4 of 5. The Braves have now lost 3 of 4. They fall to 41-44 on the season. Here's their manager, Ryan Snitker.
You know, it was just good till the ninth inning. Those things happen. I mean, it's you hate it when it does, but it's a lot of really good things. And we had our chances, and even in the ninth, we came right back and had the go-ahead run, second base, and couldn't get it done. You know, he's been real dependable. The guy's a horse. He takes the ball all the time. I got no problem with Jim Johnson. I mean, my God, he's saved our rear so much, and it's just one of them games right now. You know, he's saved a lot of games and won a lot of games and kept us in a lot of games, and that's, you know, it's things happen. I mean, it's happening all over baseball. So, it's just tough because, we're fighting to get to .500 and chase these guys. But it's a pretty good ball club over there. I mean, that lineup in the ninth inning was, they'd give, a lot of people fits and have the opportunity to do that. It's a tough loss. We'll bounce back. We'll go out and win the game tomorrow.
The Braves will try to get back on track on Saturday in D.C. when Julio Teheran makes the start.